This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. The Missouri Department of Transportation wants to increase roadway safety and is looking for new ways to do it. Ashley Hartman reports from Jefferson City.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Public Information and Education Officer Martin Elmore says highway fatalities are up 30% from this time last year. They are looking for new ways to promote highway safety.
Folks not paying attention to the job of driving, that's always one of the big issues that we face and deal with.
To date, there's been 134 fatalities due to highway crashes this year compared to last year's 104. Both the Missouri Department of Transportation and the State Highway Patrol continue to implement programs promoting the awareness of roadway safety. Reporting from the State Capitol, I'm Ashley Hartman.
Sixth Ward Columbia residents offered suggestions on how to restructure Columbia's bus system at a forum this week. The forum was about the future of city transportation options, which will face potential cuts this year. The program assistant for Healthy Community Initiatives, Jennifer Null, highlighted possible future actions.
Some of them are educate people how to ride the bus, because a lot of them say, well, I'd like to, but I don't know how, or I can't at this time. So we wanted to get people educated and get rid of any kind of misperceptions about the bus being scary or dirty or, you know, some of the ones that just come along with it.
The event was hosted by 6th Ward Councilwoman Barbara Hoppe. The University of Missouri's Law School has climbed 28 places in U.S. News & World Report's latest law school rankings. Over the last 2 years, the university had slipped 42 places to 107th. Now it sits at 79th. MU Law School Dean Larry Dessem says there have been multiple reasons why the school's rankings have improved.
Our employment numbers came up, the student-faculty ratio went down a bit, and our peer ranking among other law schools came up. So we're assuming that, but we never know, because some of the data that U.S. News relies upon is never released to the law schools.
Dessem says it's also more important that prospective students visit the schools they're interested in than pay attention to rankings. Ridgeway Elementary School may soon be experiencing some changes. A subcommittee from the school met this week with the Columbia School Board about making Ridgeway the first autonomous school in Columbia. Ridgeway is already different in that it is a magnet school. Columbia School Board member Jonathan Sessions explains how the plan would help.
What the autonomy would do is give them a little bit more leeway when they make choices about how their school is going to operate.
The school board will vote on the plan when it is finalized in the next month. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is holding a pair of public meetings today to get feedback on the license renewal for the Callaway County nuclear reactor. The plant's license doesn't expire until 2024, but the application to extend the license an additional 20 years has already been filed. Bill Johnson, the director of administration for Fulton, spoke in favor of the license renewal during the meeting.
The citizens of Fulton like the Ameren plant where it is. We like the operation. We like the staffing. We like the safety levels. We've had a very positive relationship with the nuclear plant for the 27 years it's been in operation, and for the 10 years or so before that it was under construction.
The meetings are a first step in the license renewal process, which will take more than a year. A second meeting is scheduled for tonight at 7 at Fulton City Hall. One of two lawsuits filed this week would compel the Environmental Protection Agency to set limits on the amount of nitrogen and phosphorus that can be released into basin waterways. Nitrogen and phosphorus flow down the Mississippi River into the Gulf of Mexico, causing algal blooms and a large dead zone of low oxygen where fish cannot survive. Glynis Collins, the executive director of the Illinois-based Prairie Rivers Network, says her state is the largest source of dead zone pollution.
Illinois earns this special status for two reasons. First, the industrial scale of corn and soybean production on our farmland is a major source of nutrient pollution. And second, Illinois is home to Chicago's Metropolitan Water Reclamation District.
A second suit would require nutrients to be removed from treated sewage. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.